Hello all, welcome to yet another edition of HRTech.sg's Tech Talks, where we focus on engaging with HR and HR Tech subject matter experts to unearth trends and insights in the realm of HR Tech.
Thanks for having me, Sriram. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
What are the key trends driving the accelerated adoption of HR Tech?
Definitely, I think number one, the biggest accelerator has been COVID. As we know, digital transformation has been accelerated 3 to 5 years thanks to COVID. So I think that's one big accelerator. Remote working, the great resignation, everything that we read about is contributing to digital transformation. So all of these trends, I would say, the workforce management, working remotely, working from anywhere, people trying to find meaningful work and managing it with their personal lives. And really the big problem of great resignation, which comes with great hiring, right? Like, so all of this is accelerating, really helping platforms like us and helping our clients to cope with all of these changes.
Could you please share more information about your recent Series A funding?
Sure. So we closed our Series A, and there were a couple of things that we were really keen on in our fundraise. It wasn't purely about raising the finances. It was also about bringing in the right investors with the right mindset and also a global set of investors so that it gives us a global trajectory. So we've got a fantastic set of investors who've come in. We've got ICCP with a joint fund with SBI Holdings, so which is a Philippines-Japanese fund. So really excited about getting them over. We've got XL Next from Taiwan. We've got AI8 Ventures from San Francisco. And we have Enterprise Singapore from our home ground in Singapore. And we have SASV, who are very strong in the APAC as well as Australia market. So it's taken us a while to make sure that we get a global set of diverse investors. And we're so delighted. I think one thing that we were also very keen on was the meeting of minds on the trajectory for Zopa. One of the big USPs for Zopa is about removing bias from hiring and making it a very objective process. All of these investors were completely on board with that. And I think really, we're truly delighted with the set of investors who've come in.
Where are the funds being invested?
A lot of it, I would say 60% of it, is in our go-to-market. Interestingly, we had a very skeletal sales and marketing team prior to this. So we are really going after global expansion. We are investing in our sales team, our marketing team. We are launching our massive partner program, which is a global partner program, and really bringing on board partners like the consulting companies, system integrators, and so on. And then, of course, AI, which is absolutely the heart of our product, really more innovation, bringing in all of that. So I would say 60% in go-to-market and 40% in innovation in our...
What is next on the product roadmap?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things that we are committed to is removing bias from hiring and selections, and we will continue to do a lot of work in that space. We are also in the thought leadership and in the working committee with IMDA, working with Meta, with previously Facebook, and with a few other leading companies on creating explainable AI. So our commitment to ethical and explainable AI continues. Our commitment to removing bias and really promoting diversity, inclusion, and hiring. And I think that whole mantra of ours, which is screen people in, don't screen people out, is what we are really committed to. So I feel this is going to lead to more talent pools. This is going to open up more options for the people who get overlooked. In turn, also make sure that the clients get access to diversified talent. So we continue to innovate in that space.
What is the market expansion plan?
Oh, we are absolutely bullish on the Asian market. I mean, that's the market we bet on. We are headquartered in Singapore, and our biggest market continues to be Asia. It's interesting that you say that Asia is lagging behind. I think they're lagging behind more so in communicating, but not in their practice. It is a pretty solid agenda on a lot of enterprise and public sector. So we do a lot of work with governments, a lot of Singapore government. So there's a huge amount of focus on D&I here as well. So it probably might be that in their communication, it's not so strong. It doesn't come out that strong, but under the hood, the governments are very committed to a D&I hiring. It's an agenda, not just in Singapore, but in larger Asia-Pac market, India. And I hope we'll be one of those Asian companies who drive this agenda and take it. But no, to your question, trajectory is very large in APAC. But, you know, we are a SaaS company, so it shouldn't stop us from going anywhere else. I think we'll continue to innovate in Asia big time. However, there are markets that we are growing into. So we've got a fair amount of traction in the Middle East and Africa. We are doing a lot of work in Europe. And we've got an investor from San Francisco. So we are very soon going to look at expanding into the US market as well. So, but again, we have to bite small bites and make sure that we chew them well. So we don't want to boil the ocean.